Some time ago, a young university student had an interest in wildlife, and in particular, the study of wolves. This interest led to a research project in Northern Ontario, where she was able to stay in an area inhabited by wolves, and there, in that place, study the wolves and their behavior. This interest ended in tragedy, however, when in unusual circumstances, the young woman was killed by a pack of wolves. It is all the more tragic in that that which was her interest turned out to be that which in the end took her life. Such is the nature of sin. Satan holds out to us the pleasures of the world. Perhaps it is alcohol or drugs or the lust of the flesh. The list is endless. It is ironic that the vice that Satan uses to trap his prey seems good and pleasurable, but in the end it grips in a hold that inevitably leads to destruction. Satan's desire in tempting us is not to satisfy us, but to rend us like a wolf, to destroy us, and to keep us from coming to know God as our Savior. John chapter 10 speaks of this. We break into the reading with Christ speaking, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep." Sometimes the devil comes to us like a wolf in sheep's clothing. On the outside, what he offers seems good. Proverbs 14:12 says, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." Who do you trust your own personal destiny to? Are you living today for what is contained in the world? Or are you living for that glory which is beyond the world? If you are living for the world, your life is being controlled by the prince of this world, the devil. Your allegiance to him will result inevitably in your destruction with him. That which you thought would bring you pleasure will eventually bring you down. You, as it were, will live by the sword and die by the sword. I would encourage you to put your trust in the one that has power over all, even over Satan, the one who dwells at the right hand of God, the one who came to earth to save sinners and to save you and I from destruction. That's right, I'm talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. He holds out to you today his free offer of salvation. What does he promise? He promises forgiveness of sin. He promises his help and presence. He promises blessing, and he promises eternal life in the glories of heaven. Is there anyone who can top that? Is there anyone who can even come close to that? Trust him today. Ask him to be your Savior, and he has promised that he will. Led by the shepherd, or rent by the wolves, which will you choose?